3. Black Rage, Drugs, and a Communist Mentor. In Dreams from My Father, Obama describes himself as a misfit as he enters Punahou School. The expensive, prestigious prep school, located on carefully manicured, gate-enclosed grounds, is an incubator for island elites. Obama had been on a waiting list, and his grandfather had to use influence from his boss, a Punahou graduate, to get Obama in. The only serious wage earner in the extended Obama family at this time was Obama's grandmother, Madeline Dunham, who by December 1970 had worked her way up to be the Bank of Hawaii's first female vice president. Madeline's husband, Stanley Dunham, according to the account Obama gives in his autobiography, continued struggling in furniture sales as he experimented with selling insurance to supplement their income, two activities Obama describes as being less than lucrative. While Obama's classmates at Punahou lived in split-level homes with swimming pools, he worked at a burger chain and Baskin-Robbins before graduating. Through all this time, Madeline saved what she could from her bank salary to pay Obama's tuition at this privileged private college preparatory school. A young black man struggles for acceptance at an institution of privilege, where he finds himself growing so angry and disillusioned at the world around him that he turns to alcohol and drugs. That is how Chicago Tribune correspondents Kirsten Shannonberg and Kim Barker sum up the version of his life Obama likes to present today to the voting public. Unfortunately, the reporters note, the reality of Obama's narrative is not that simple. The truth would have to be phrased much more harshly. A young man of mixed race identifies more with his African blood, rejecting his white mother and his African father, both of whom have abandoned him, as well as rejecting the white grandparents who have sacrificed economically to raise him, as he struggles to fit into an elite school where radical anti-colonial political philosophy, drugs, and an older socialist mentor help him find his identity as an African American in the heritage of his Muslim father. Much of this drama went on in Obama's head as he sought refuge in his bedroom, reading angry African American authors express their black rage in print. As he withdrew inward, he began experimenting with drugs and drinking alcohol, using marijuana and cocaine, but stopping at heroin. On the outside, teenage Barry Obama, as he was known at Punahou, went out for the school basketball team and did his best to fit in socially while struggling to make modest grades. A member of the varsity squad, though not a starter, Obama was called Barry the Obama by teammates because of his long shots. Obama's friends at the time do not remember Obama as an angry black kid. Instead, they remember him as fairly normal, just one of them.